Blog Talk Radio.
Get the answers to life's questions, and I'm the hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. And today's show is supposed to be about heaven and hell, although all the shows are about whatever they're about. We just go with the flow. So even if you don't have questions about heaven or hell, and you have questions about anything else, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. The whole premise of this show is that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have and get the answers from your guidance instead of the answers you get from your own brain. Because while your brain is incredibly wonderful and beautiful, it wasn't really designed to give you answers. That's what you have a soul for. That's what you have the intuition for. So it's time we started using the right thing for the right thing. So let's go to our first caller from area code 313. Hi, who's this? Area code 313? Hello? Area code 313, can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, apparently they're not actually on the phone, and the phone is on hold, and they're not hearing. So I will come back to them, and we will talk about heaven and hell. I've always found heaven and hell to be interesting concepts. You know, the whole idea that you have to live a certain way in order to receive a reward after you die. Like God would postpone any benefit in how you're living until after you've died. And, you know, that makes absolutely no sense to me, but I'm sure it makes perfect sense to other people. Instead, I find that heaven and hell are actually things that we create while we live. And I'm sure everyone knows some people, and it may even be you, who create lives that literally are hellish. They're horrible. They're just filled with everything except love. And to me, that's hell. That's when you are not connecting to the truth of who you are, when you're not recognizing your own power, you're not recognizing that God is within you. And so you live a life that's full of frustration and turmoil and stress and anger and lack and disappointment and everything else that you can name is not a good thing to feel. And to me, that's hell. Now, heaven would be when you are recognizing that connection with infinite source, when you are allowing that love to flow through your life, to flow through you, to radiate out from your heart so that you feel that in every moment and you are sending that out to everybody else, that's heaven. Because that's being in the flow, being in that bliss, that joy. So for me, you know, that whole heaven and hell thing is different. It's certainly different than what I was taught and growing up in traditional religions, that it's a place you go after you die and God is sitting there with that big book and the big red pen marking off everything you've ever done wrong, you know. That one is just funny to me. Because the more I get to understand God, creator, source, whatever name you want to use, the more I realize that God is pure love. That's it. And pure love never judges. Never. There's no reason for it to. That's kind of difficult for us to understand sometimes because our definition of love is totally different than pure love. And we get taught, you know, that if you love someone, then you do what it is they want you to do, or, you know, and we have all of these conditions on love. And God doesn't have those conditions. God's love for us is pure. God loves us no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're thinking, no matter what we're saying. That love never ends. And so there's never any separation between you and God. It's impossible. God is within you. Takes you to a whole different level of existence. And it lets you open up to accepting. Accepting yourself, accepting everybody else, even the people who are doing horrible, horrendous things, you still love and accept. Because you know that what they are doing is what they need to learn what they came here to learn. And some people learn not to be egotistical assholes by being an egotistical asshole. And so there's nothing wrong with somebody being an egotistical asshole. That's just how they're learning. And it lets you accept everybody, accept everything. Even the situations that you're told, oh my gosh, this is horrendous, this is tragic, this is horrible. Why did God allow this? Well, God allowed it because those people who went through it needed it. And God does not keep from us what we need to learn and evolve. Even though sometimes we wish he would, or she would, or it would. How do you put a gender specification on pure love? I haven't figured that one out. So, for me, the traditional concepts of heaven and hell, they just don't work. They never really have. You know, it's like that second coming of Christ. Well, he's still here. He never left. So how is he coming again? How do you return when you never leave? See, that one's another one that doesn't make sense to me. But I'm sure it makes lots of sense to lots of other people. Okay, let's go to callers at area code 313 and see if they're there this time.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Oh, you're here. Yay.
Hello. Yay. How you doing,
and what's your
lady?
Name?
Sherelle.
I'm doing great. Now, what did you say your
That's
name was?
I did. Sherelle.
Sherelle, okay.
Yes. I got a question.
And what can I do for you today? Okay, what's your question?
Yes. I was wondering, what do you pick up on a guy named Sam after our argument we had a couple of days ago? How's he feeling about me currently? Is he mad? Is he upset when I hear from him? Or
I get that you guys actually love each other. And as long as you develop that loving relationship, then I see that it can be an absolutely wonderful relationship. So whatever happened a few days ago, start forgiving it, blessing it, you know, send him lots of blessings. Just bless him every time you think about it. And that will dissolve whatever that was that happened, and then you guys can just get on.
I didn't know he felt that way about me.
You feel that way about him, too.
Yeah, I do, but I didn't know he felt. Because he's so stubborn. I thought, because he was like, oh, he wouldn't talk to me ever again. So I don't know if he was content with his answer.
No, I get that there is definitely love there. That you guys, you may. Okay, everyone comes into our lives to teach us something. And sometimes we learn through arguments. And sometimes we learn through, you know, laughing and enjoying and having a wonderful time. So basically, whatever happens doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
If you are sending him that positive energy, if you are, you know, sending him the blessings, radiating the heart, the love from your heart to him, then I see that he's going to want that. That's one of the things that he wants to experience now. And then he will contact you.
Okay.
He's going to call you this afternoon or anything like that. But they're showing that this is part of the relationship that you guys have, that you are building this relationship, and this is just part of it.
Oh, okay. Because we have a lack of communication. Our communication levels is before this even happened. It just, I don't know.
When you're sending him that love, then you're opening up the lines of communication.
Okay.
It's bringing
freedom
into the relationship that hasn't been there.
Okay, well, you say send in love, so. Oh, excuse me. So you say send in love, I just close my eyes and just send it off.
Yeah, you can just close your eyes and imagine that there's an infinite number of ways you can do this. But the one that they're showing me is that you close your eyes and you imagine that there's this big, beautiful bubble of love, and it's coming out of your heart, flying over to him and going into his heart.
Okay, now is it a certain color?
You can make it any color you want. I usually use pink, but if you have another color, or you can just have a rainbow of color swirling around in the bubble. That way he can take whatever color he wants.
Okay, I like that one. Okay. So when you say, so that's how he's feeling, like just love. Do he likes me? Is he interested at all?
Well, he loves you, so yeah, there's interest.
That do make sense, but I don't know. I can't see what you're saying, but I never thought he'd think of me like that because I act towards me. So that's why I'm kind of shocked when you say love. Like, wow.
People's actions are not, quite often, people's actions are not in alignment with what they actually feel.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Thank you.
So
I will be here. I will be here. Yeah, sure, sweetie. Go ahead.
Why do you doubt that he could love you? And it's not just his actions creating that. There's something in you. What is
in me?
Yeah. What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. I don't know, just when you ask me, like, why did I doubt, is based off, like I said, how he treats me. And when I text, sometimes he ignores me, doesn't respond back. Then it's like when we do get in contact, it's just all about sex. And that's just, you know, I don't know if that's the type of person he look at me as, that me being his sex partner, or that's just how I look at it. I don't look at it as like a love thing. That's why I'm kind of shocked. Yeah.
And you know that there are some people who think that the only way to express love is through sexual intimacy.
Right. And that's kind of what the argument was about, because I was feeling like, I'm just not your sex partner. Let's get to know each other, because we first started off as sex partners, and I just felt like, dang, that's how you look at me, just like a sex partner. And I got tired of that, because we don't go out, we don't do this, we don't do that. Like, he's scared to take me out in public or something. So when I brought that up, he kind of got upset. Because that before we had an argument, then we stopped talking for, like, I said, a good month. And then I ran into him, then when I told him about it, he was like, well, I know I should never start back talking to you. And all this. He called me a bugaboo, a pest. I'm irritating, annoying, and all that stuff. So that's why I kind of, like, love. That's why I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah, they won't show me any of that stuff. They're just showing me that he loves you. There's a heart-to-heart connection between the two of you. It's already there. I mean, whether or not he's actually letting you know it's there doesn't change the fact that it's already there. So would you like to do some releasing and clearing up around this whole relationship and all of this stuff?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Okay. I would like to. What do you need me to do?
I will ask you questions, and you will say yes. And if you say yes, I will tell you to take a few deep breaths. And it's really simple, and it's very effective. So.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
So we are going to be doing something called Infinity Healing. And
you said what
it's
called?
Are you willing to receive Infinity Healing?
Okay.
So are you willing to receive infinity healing? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath and let it go. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you about things that are specific to you in this situation. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fears that you have around how this relationship will develop, or even if it will develop? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay,
and we're now placing this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run for as long as it's needed until this issue is completely resolved from your life. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take another deep breath. Would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to completely and totally forgive him and forgive you for everything in the past? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Okay, take three nice deep breaths. Okay, and so we're setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue for as long as it's needed until it's completely resolved. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take another deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for opening up and allowing this love to develop into a truly wonderful and amazing relationship for both of you? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, take three nice deep breaths. Okay, and we're now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue for as long as it's needed. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take another
deep breath.
Okay, so now think about the relationship and how does it feel now?
A lot better.
Yeah.
I feel like a weight lifted off. Thank you. Feels so
You're
much
welcome.
Better. God bless you.
Just sending love, sending blessings, and it's going to happen. That's what they keep telling me. It's going to happen. So
Just
be okay with
happen.
Every moment.
Okay. I truly will.
Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. God bless you.
Well, you're welcome, Jarrell. And I'm so glad you called.
Thank you. And I'm glad I called too. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's right. It is almost a holiday.
Yeah.
Well, the same to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So when we are looking at our lives and looking at what we are creating, again, you know, it's up to us to create heaven or to create hell. And if we're looking at everything with doubt and suspicion and worry and what's wrong and all of that, then we're creating hell because we don't have to have that in our lives. We don't ever have to live that. It's a choice. It's always a choice in every moment. It is a choice. When we start accepting that we have that power to make those choices, then it brings us a freedom that we may not have experienced for a long time. And that freedom feels good. And you'll find that the more you get, the more you want. You become a freedom junkie. But it's a good thing. Because it's letting go of all of those worries and those doubts and those fears and all of that negativity and starting to live in the vibration of that love. One of the things that, you know, people are always asking is, okay, I know what I want. How do I get there? You know, is there some magic formula for getting me to where I want to be? Well, yes, there is. It's called being in the vibration of what you want. And that sounds really simple, but it's something that we really have a difficult time with. You can do that in a variety of ways. One of the ways that some people do it is they think about times when they had something that they want come into their lives and they felt good about it and they allow themselves to feel that good feeling again. Because if you're feeling good, then the vibration you're putting out is of feeling good. And the universe knows what you're feeling. In fact, what happens in your life is based on what you are feeling. Because your thoughts create feelings. So if you are feeling good, and you feel good about feeling good, and the universe says, oh, they like to feel good, and so they bring you more of what makes you feel good. And that seems incredibly simple, and it is, but it's also sometimes incredibly complicated because our brains are often working overtime to remind us why we shouldn't feel good, to remind us how everything in our life is not perfect, and we cannot feel good until everything is perfect. Of course, everything will never be perfect, because you're too busy noticing what's wrong. So even if it was absolutely perfect, your brain would be looking for something that's wrong. So it's changing our mindset. And that's part of what the Infinity Healing is doing. It's changing your mindset. It's changing those beliefs so that you can actually start seeing what is good, what is perfect. You can start seeing that you are good. And for a lot of people, that's the big thing that they have never been able to accept. They don't accept themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't see any good in themselves. And that would definitely make you feel like you're living in hell. Because if you can't accept the one person who is always with you, which is you, then how exactly can you have this wonderful life? How can you allow love into your life, the light, the laughter, the abundance, all of the wonderful things that are there for you? But you're not allowing it. Look at what you are creating. And if you don't know what you're creating, look around you. Because everything you see is something that you created to be in your life. Every person in your life is someone you wanted to have a relationship with so that you could learn something from them. Look at what those people are reflecting. And if you want to know what they're reflecting, look at how you feel about them. Look at the thoughts you have about them. Because those are reflections of what you believe. It's really amazing the way everything is set up so that we can actually know in every moment, every answer to every question that we might ever want to ask. But nobody ever taught us that. So now we're having to learn that the answers are already there. They really are. But we don't see them. So I'll give you an example of this that's somewhat amusing, also somewhat itchy. I was cutting the grass in the sunshine, and I looked down and there were mosquitoes on my arms. And I realized that all of my life I have told people that mosquitoes love me. If I'm in a group of people, the mosquitoes will come and they will feast off of me. You know, my mother used to say, well, you must have really good blood then if the mosquitoes want you, because she and I would be sitting next to each other and I would get 10 mosquito bites and she would not get any. And so I had this belief that mosquitoes love me. And I realized that when I looked down and saw these mosquitoes while I was walking in the sunshine, cutting the grass, you know, in the sunshine, they're not supposed to come and bite you. They're not supposed to come and have a feast while you're standing in the sun. You don't go in the shade. One of the things I'd learned throughout my life. But it was my guidance helping me to see one of my beliefs. And so I did infinity healing, clearing on releasing the idea that mosquitoes found me absolutely delicious. And after that, I had one mosquito come, and we had a nice funeral for him. And after that, none came. I didn't have any more mosquitoes come to feast off of me. And I was out there for another 20, 30 minutes. And the only thing that had changed was that I released that belief. And I haven't had a mosquito bite since then. So that was an example for me that my thoughts really do create what I experience. And it's true for each and every one of us. We all have this incredible power to create our lives however we want them to be. And people get hung up in that because they think, well, this is not what I want. Well, actually, this is what you want. And if it's not what you think you want or you should want, then you need to look at your beliefs. Because this is what you believe your life is supposed to be like. You're the one creating it. It's not anybody else. It's not the universe deciding that, okay, today she needs to have a really lousy day. The universe doesn't do that. The universe sees everything as love. Even the stuff that's crappy, to us, the universe sees it as love. And so if you have beliefs that say that your life is supposed to be crappy, then the universe says, okay, they think crappy is love, so we're going to give them more crap because we love them. So it's never a case of God's out to get you or the universe is out to get you or anybody is out to get you. It's about you. It's about what you believe. It's about what you're creating, what you're allowing into your own life. And so if your life is hellish, then change beliefs. Let go of the ones that are creating that life is even supposed to be hellish. We have all of this stuff that we've been taught. And I'm just seeing so much that I never saw before just from teaching this Infinity Healing for Money course. And I now have hundreds of beliefs that tie into that whole concept of richness and wealth and money. And some of them don't really seem to have anything to do with money, but it's all connected. Because if you're denying yourself from having money, you're probably also denying yourself from having wonderful relationships, from being healthy, from knowing who you are. Because that lack that we get so caught up in affects every single aspect of our lives. We see it when it comes to money, but it's there everywhere. And so letting go of the whole concept that you need to experience lack affects every single part of your life. And I get reports from the people, you know, who are in the class, and they tell me the good things, they tell me the bad things, they tell me the things that they've suddenly remembered now that we've cleared all this other stuff out of the way. You know, the old things that happened to them when they were kids, it's coming up now, and they tell me about that too, so we can make sure that we release all of it that needs to be released. But they're telling me about the good things that are happening in their lives, and it's so interesting to me because I can see some of their beliefs based on how they're telling me what's happening in their lives. So when we start allowing ourselves to have clarity about what is going on within us and what is going on around us, we can see things that we couldn't see before. And that's absolutely wonderful because then we can release those things as well. And we can just get all of the clutter out of our way. Because God really does want each and every one of us to be abundant. There are no conditions placed on that. God wants us to have it. If it's what we want, it's what God wants. God wants us to have everything our hearts desire. Now we, on the other hand, were raised to believe that we're not supposed to. That we're supposed to make sure that everybody else in the whole world is taken care of before we get ours. And I do see lots of people who, when they're talking about their lives, that is really what they're saying. And I've actually pointed it out to some of them, and they, of course, denied it. And told me, no, 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 you misunderstand. That's not what I meant. And that's okay, because if you're not willing to see, then you're not going to see. It's really that simple. So if you really want your life to change, start asking God to bring you clarity. That's all you have to do. Just ask for clarity. A lot of people, when they are praying or asking God for something, you know, it's all about, oh, this is wrong and this is wrong and this is wrong, and would you fix it? God doesn't do that fixing kind of thing, because God, frankly, doesn't see that anything needs to be fixed. if you want to have a deeper understanding of your life, then pray for understanding. Pray for clarity. Pray for what you need to change your life and make it about you, because you are the one creating what you experience. Now, this means that if you are living with someone that you find absolutely horrible and this person is always doing this and this and this to you, and you pray to God and you ask to have this person stop doing this and this and this to you, well, that's not going to happen, because you are the one who is creating that you live with this person who is doing this and this and this to you. If you really want to change, ask God to change you. Ask for understanding. Ask for more love. Ask for guidance. Ask for what you need to change in you. Don't ask God to change other people, because it's not going to happen. Because each of us has the freedom to choose how we are being. And God's not going to take that freedom away from anybody else. God's not going to take it away from you. So if you are always asking God to change other people, you are completely and totally wasting your time, because it's not going to happen. So just work on yourself. The power that you have is within you. It's not in those other people. Those other people don't have the power to make your life hell. Only you do. So it really comes back to you, who you are being, what you are believing, and look at what those people are reflecting about you, about your beliefs, about what you're creating in your life, because they are reflecting your beliefs. That's their purpose in your life. It's like you're reflecting their beliefs to them. It's really interesting when we start to look at it, when we start to see, especially when we look at the things that we've noticed about other people. And instead of noticing it about them, turn it around. Say whatever you see in them about you. Say it out loud and see how it feels. And sometimes we don't want to do that, because we really are afraid to. And fear is one of those things that makes our lives hellish. So if you let go of all of those irrational fears, because they are irrational, then guess what? You get to find heaven. And frankly, that should make it worthwhile. But if not, you know. Start working on the little things. You don't have to try to change the whole world in one day. Just one little thing. And then let those changes build and build over time. And you'll find that your life is becoming more enjoyable, more loving, more open. You have more freedom. And you're experiencing that heaven on earth that you've always been looking for. And it's always been there, and it always will be. So I hope that gives you some insight into heaven and hell. And I want to remind everybody in the chat room that if you have a question and you have signed in, feel free to type it. And I will be more than happy to give you whatever I get about it. Because this is all a learning experience for each and every one of us. And sometimes we forget to ask. You know, we have questions about our lives and we just forget to ask. And sometimes we believe that we're not supposed to ask. That is one of those beliefs that we have about ourselves, about whether or not we are good enough, whether or not we deserve to get an answer. And it's so funny to me when I experience someone who's going through that and saying, oh, well, you know, this and this and this is happening in my life. But I'm not going to ask the people who are involved in this because I'm just going to wait. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to let God handle it. And usually the message I start getting from guidance whenever they say something like that is, oh, my gosh, this is your life. Why are you not doing what is for your highest good? Why are you waiting? We never told you you have to wait. If you want answers, ask the question. You know. But it depends on what you were brought up to believe, what your conditioning was. Because a lot of people were told that you are not supposed to ask. You are always supposed to just sit there and patiently wait, and one day God will reveal it to you. Well, if you want to know what the answer is, ask the question. You can ask the question of God. Ask, what am I supposed to learn from this? And you will get an answer. You'll always get answers. Always. Life is just this incredibly interesting adventure. And I find that it just gets more and more interesting all the time. It's just really amazing to me how many opportunities we have to see ourselves, to see what we are creating. And it's also interesting to me how often we run from those opportunities because we don't want to see, to accept that we are the ones who are creating this mess that we are living. We want it to be somebody else's fault. We want to have somebody we can turn to and point the finger at and say, if you hadn't done that, then my life would have been so much better. I can remember when I was in my early 20s and, you know, I was in college and I was taking a class in psychology, and I came home for a weekend, and I think that whole weekend I told my parents everything that they'd done wrong. Because I was taking this one psychology class and I suddenly knew all of the answers and everything wrong in my life was their fault. And I can laugh about it now, but I was actually serious then. I actually believed that. Boy, was I wrong. Everybody is making their own choices. Everybody is creating what they are experiencing. And you really don't know what anybody else is thinking. You really don't know what it is they're learning. You really don't know what it is that they need. You don't know. Because any decisions you make about them is actually based on you. And you haven't had the identical life that they have. Even if they are your identical twin and you grew up in the same house, you're still different people. You still perceive things in different ways. So that's why we can't fix other people's lives. And all of those wonderful societies is the name that's coming up, and I'm not sure why, that are set up to lives, you know, like, okay, muscular dystrophy. I think that's the Jerry Lewis telephone they have every Labor Day for as long as I can remember, to raise all of this money for children with muscular dystrophy to make their lives better, to find a cure, you know, that whole thing. And that's been going on for years. And people give millions and millions of dollars. And yet I hadn't ever heard that they found a cure. And so that's one of the examples that guidance wants us to see. That's why they say that in order to change the world, you have to change yourself. All of this starts within us. government or some society or whatever is going to fix your life. And you need to let go of the whole idea that your life needs to be fixed, that you need to be rescued, or that you need to rescue anybody. Now, I'm not saying that if something happens, you shouldn't do whatever it is your heart is guiding you to do. I'm saying you should do what your heart is guiding you to do, and not with any guilt or old crap in your brain is guiding you to do. Be who you really are. Allow yourself to live the truth of you. That's how you're really going to make a difference in the world. That's how you're really going to make a difference in your own life. That's how you're going to create that heaven on earth. You do have that power, and it is about your choices. So just think about those things. Think about what it is you really desire, and notice what else comes up. Because if you think about something that you really want to have in your life and you're feeling fear, look at that fear. Because that's something you need to let go of. Because it's actually keeping you from experiencing what it is you say you want. Fears are really never a benefit. And I know there are some people who say that if you weren't afraid, you'd cross the street in front of traffic and you'd be instantly killed. I don't check to see if any traffic is coming because I'm afraid of dying when I cross the street. I do it because I want to live. So it's not about fear. It's a choice to live. I don't have to come from fear to keep myself safe. Actually, fear usually creates chaos in our lives. So it doesn't actually make us safe. Actually makes us more prone not to be safe. When you come from love, that pure love, then there's absolutely nothing that you need to be afraid of. What on earth or anywhere could be stronger than pure love? Because that pure love is God, the creator, source, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use. So if you're buying into fear, you're actually saying this fear is more powerful than love. And that's not true. Never has been, never will be. So who are you creating yourself to be? And what kind of life are you creating for you? Because it really is about your choices. And in every moment, you are making choices. So become more aware of the choices that you're making. Become more aware of who you are being. And if you want to start clearing that stuff out of your life, then by all means, start clearing that stuff out of your life. And if you need help to clear it, then get help. So I'm going to have two new classes in June. One is an angelic team class where you will learn to connect with your angels and set up teams to work with you. And so there will be a class on spirituality, money, relationships, and health. It's all a four-part thing. But it will help you clear out those beliefs, release all of that old crap that's holding you back. And you get to do it with a group of other people. At the end of the 4 weeks, your life will be different. And I've only been doing the money class. class for 2 weeks, and everybody in that class is experiencing big changes in their lives and how they feel about themselves and what they're willing to allow into their lives. It's interesting because, you know, you think a money class, you're supposed to start getting money, and money's just start rolling in, and for some people they are getting money, but everybody is also getting more clarity, more openness, more understanding, more love for themselves. And that's really phenomenal. That really makes a huge difference in every aspect of your life. And the other thing that I'm doing in June is a class on accepting your sexuality. Because that's another part of this that we don't accept. You know, you may have been raised to believe that your genitalia is dirty, that you're not ever supposed to touch that. No one's ever supposed to see that. Don't do that. Don't get your hand out of there. You know, you can imagine the little kids and their parents are always yelling, get your hand out of there. You're not supposed to be touching that. So we grow up with this belief that it's wrong to actually experience pleasure, to actually touch our own bodies. And so this is going to be a class for releasing all of those ridiculous beliefs that we've accepted about our sexuality. And if you have issues around sexuality or your body, then by all means, take that class. You can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and find both of those classes, or look at me on Facebook. But this is all about clearing out all of that clutter that we've had in our lives. And I find that the more I clear out, the better my life gets and the more enjoyable it gets and the more I can actually laugh about things that used to be so incredibly serious. And now they're not, because I realize that what's important in my life is what I believe. It's what I create. It's what I allow. I'm taking responsibility for my own life, for my own choices. And I love that. And I can think back a few years ago when the thought of being responsible terrified me, because I didn't want to be responsible. I wanted someone else to be responsible. I wanted my parents to be completely to blame for everything that was ever wrong. Change the way I see myself, the way I see other people. The understanding that I can get out of the relationships that I've had. I can see now why I made a lot of the choices that I made. I can see what I gained from those choices. And I can see how I was the one keeping myself from being happy. And that I used to actually believe it was the other person or the other people. And now I know that's not true. Which gives me the freedom to be happy no matter what the other person or the other people are doing. Because they're not me. They don't have any control over me. I get to decide for myself. Feels so much better, so much brighter and happier. And I just love myself. So when you think about heaven or hell, look at what you believe. Look at what you're creating. Look at your life. What it is you really want. And if you aren't getting what you want, really examine what you believe. Because the only time you don't get what you want is because there's a part of you that believes that you don't actually want it. So if you're sure you want it, then you need to clear the energy. You need to be in vibrational match of what you desire. You need to be that. Even before you get it, you need to be it. So in some ways, life is incredibly simple. And in some ways, life seems to be incredibly complicated. But no matter which way it is, it's still your life. It's still your choices. It's still your creation. And sometimes you just need to sit back and breathe. And of course, if any of this brings up any questions and you want to send them to me, my email address is dgh.4@gmail.com. And there's plenty of contact me connections on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I'll be happy to answer your questions. And I do a free consultation where we can talk about whatever it is and we need to talk about. Now, there's no releasing. I'm not doing the infinity healing on you or anything like that. But it's just a matter of talking so that you can get some clarity. And if you decide that you want more help, that you want to let things go, then we can set up sessions and you can start releasing those beliefs that are holding you back. But that's your choice. You can hang on to them for as long as you want because there's nothing right or wrong about it. It's just a matter of choice. And you always, always have the freedom to choose. So next Friday's show, I'll have Elizabeth on. And Elizabeth is a wonder, and she does this wonderful chant. I just love her chant. So I'll make sure that she does some chanting so you guys can experience that too. But really start thinking about your life, looking at your life, seeing your life as it is now, and accepting it as it is now. And then you can choose what it is you want to change. Coming back to the truth about you. Coming back to taking responsibility for what you've created. Coming back to changing you, which is how you change the whole world. And that really, in so many ways, makes it so much simpler. And in so many ways, it makes it so much scarier. Okay. You can handle it. You're that powerful. You're that good. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful holiday weekend. I know the weekend here, it looks like it's going to be nice and wet because it's raining right now. This has been an extremely strange spring. It's almost June and we haven't had a single day hit 100 degrees yet. And I know in other parts of the world that sounds really strange. But for Oklahoma, it's kind of the normal. But that's okay. I like rain. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening, and I will be back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.